The first steps in the search effort will be to identify a selection committee of 12 individuals who would represent a cross-section of the school district and the community at large. The search firm told the board they anticipate having 5 to 7 superintendent finalists by the beginning of May. Internal and external candidates will be screened by the recruiters, and any personal referrals from board members or others will be filtered through the search firm. Vice President J.J. Ehlers says she hasn't had anyone inquire with her about the job opening, but she knows others have had contacts.
I haven't yet, but some other people I think have. We have such a diverse community that comes from all over that people have contacts within different districts around the country that they want to, you know, reach out and give information on. And so rather than us reaching out to them, it's better for the search committee or the agency to reach out to them.
Board members will have continuous access to a recruiting portal and can look at candidates at any point during the process. District Communications Director Melinda Colton says the recruiters from HYA are familiar with Utah values.
It's important to know, too, that as we start to meet with the public, they can suggest any name. And this firm will basically look at those names, review them, find out information about them, see if they're interested. And so they will be doing all that legwork so the board doesn't have to. And this firm, our two consultants, are both former superintendents. In fact, one is Darlene Robles, who used to be with Salt Lake School District. She's well acquainted with Utah, really understands the state, and I think what Park City values are and those kinds of things.
HYA will perform a community survey, which will begin February 9th and run through the 16th. Colton will use her district-wide texting distribution to advertise the survey.
What it will ask them is some overall questions about the district so that the new person coming in knows, are we on the right track? Are we not? You know, kind of a 1 on 10, how do you rate us? And then really, what characteristics are you looking for in a superintendent? What strengths do you want that superintendent to have? Should they be a strong communicator? Should they be based in strong academic and curriculum know-how? So it really gives the community a chance online to be able to express their opinion on what they're looking for in the next person that the board hires.
Recruiters will also conduct small group meetings with the many diverse stakeholders in the community. Colton says they want to make sure everyone's voices are heard.
Yeah. This morning, just before I came here, I sent the firm a list of all of the different groups of people, and we have somewhere around 26 to 30 different groups that we know, from elected officials to teachers, you know, our associations, both classified and educators, ranging from law enforcement to some of the opinion leaders and shapers in the community. So they want to come do those February 5th and 6th, and the board is going to ask them to extend that time maybe 2 more days.
Vice President Ehlers expects they'll spend up to $50,000 on the search and selection effort. Anyone interested in participating in the hiring effort of the superintendent, contact Melinda Colton at 801-631-7770 or at mcolton@pcschools.us. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.